And a good Friday morning out there as we look towards the market action here this morning. We are looking at a little bit of a stronger trade here on most of the grains here this morning. A little bit of a reversion here from the strength on the livestock with a little bit of weakness here as we resume trade. But over on the corn, we are looking at futures with a little bit of strength here up anywhere from 3 to 4 cents here this morning. Don't have much in terms of breaking overnight news here, but we did have a USDA report out yesterday morning, and that did show the old crop corn carry out up just 3 million bushel to 2.145 billion bushel. New crop was up that same total. But the biggest kind of, I guess, bear argument out of that was USDA did raise the Argentina and Brazilian production numbers by a total of 5 million metric tons. In the last 2 months, they've raised that both of those numbers combined by 15 million metric tons. So a little bit of increased competition there seen on the world side, kind of adding a little bit of fuel to some of the bears fire here. But again, we are kind of sold off yesterday, but seeing a little bit of higher action here so far today, kind of reverting to some higher trade to round out the week, likely a little bit of short covering ahead of the weekend with just some continued uncertainty on some of the Middle Eastern situation as to if tensions have calmed, as they may suggest here this morning. Markets just again kind of maybe seeing a little bit of short covering here ahead of the weekend. Over on the beans, we are looking at futures just a little bit higher here, up anywhere from 1 to 3 cents. Soybean meal is up 60 to 70 cents a ton, with bean oil down 20 to 25 points. So a little bit of mixed action in those product values, but beans are slightly higher here. Kind of very similar action on the beans in terms of the U.S. balance sheets yesterday. No major changes there. There was a little bit of flipping back and forth between the crush and the export number, but overall no changes on the U.S. side. Argentina did see a 2 million ton increase to their production number, so that kind of added a little bit of pressure yesterday. But again, for the most part, beans are seeing a little bit of a bounce here so far this morning. Outside of that, no major news here outside India. Market here so far this morning. Over on the wheat side, futures are up anywhere from 5 to 6.5 cents in Chicago. Kansas City's up 4 to 5.5 cents here, so a little bit of higher trade here, kind of following with a little bit of strength that we saw yesterday in some of those hard red winter wheat contracts. Crop production report was cut by I believe 18 million bushel on the winter wheat production there. A lot of that came from the HRW area. So again, just kind of confirming a lot of the poor production in the southern plains. Did not see any revisions to the acreage number, just a revision to the yield. But I believe we'll get another update there in July, and that may see some revision to that to that harvested number on the wheat, or we'll actually get that in that June acreage report. So that will be something the market will be keeping an eye on here as for any revisions there to see any increase there in potential abandonment. Outside of that, not many changes on the U.S. balance sheets. Just that production number did drop that to carry out on the old crop or new crop wheat by 18 million bushel. Over on the cattle market side of things here, looking at the live cattle futures down $1.40 to $2 here this morning. Feeder cattle futures down $1.70 to $1.80, so a little bit of weakness kind of creeping in here on the cattle side. It's seen some strength so far this week, so maybe just being some a little bit of a profit taking here at the end of the week. Just a reminder, we do have a short week next week with Friday. We'll be off due to Juneteenth holiday, so no market trade there. So we do have a short week. There may be some money flow around that here this morning as well, just a little bit of money coming out. Cash trade over on the cattle side yesterday has not seen a lot. They've seen a few bids of 253 in the south and 260 in the north, but outside of that, no major sales here to be reported. Box beef values yesterday, choice was down 8 cents, with select down 246, so a little bit of softer trade there in those box beef values yesterday. Over on the cotton, seeing a little bit of a slight strength here this morning, up anywhere from 10 to 15 points so far this morning. So again, we're seeing some slight strength. On the USDA report yesterday, USDA did trim the U.S. Cotton balance sheet by 200,000 bales, mainly due to a 200,000 bale increase to the export number there. So a friendly report, we got a bounce yesterday, but again, seeing some modest strength here so far this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.